Okay, guys, we're going to continue on. So this is this. We're continuing on. Last week was lesson 23. We, because of our discussion, went longer than I thought we would, and that's okay. So that means we're going to have to finish it up today. So I figure we're going to have lots of discussion today as well. So I want to, first of all, remind you of some things as we get ready to talk about the next issue that Paul is looking at here. I want to remind you of how to approach the Scripture. Now, most of us, when we approach the Scripture, we have a tendency to just grab a verse, and that verse speaks to me, and that's okay. And there's nothing wrong with that, okay? But when you read the Scripture, you have to do more than just grab a verse. You have to understand the context of everything that Paul or the writer is saying. Do you know what I'm saying? You have to go with the whole context of what he's saying. And so when we talk about Paul here, first of all, who's he? He's writing the Corinthians. Are they a perfect church? Okay, do they have problems? Okay, is he addressing the problems? Okay, so he's been addressing the problems from the very beginning. So when you get to even chapter 11, he's been talking about their gatherings. So remember, talked about ladies wanting to throw off their cultural headdress because they felt they had freedom in Christ, so they could just go without a headdress. But they're in a Greek culture, which at that time women wore a head covering, okay? And he says, you know, if they're going to participate, you know what I'm saying, they need to have a head covering on, okay? But they can pray, but they can have a head covering. Then he goes into the whole issue of how they're acting in their love feast when they're gathering and they're celebrating the Lord's table, okay? And then from there, he moves into the whole issue of spiritual gifts, and he starts off talking about in their gatherings and their exercising of the spiritual gifts. He talks about some of them are saying Jesus is accursed and acting like that's from the Spirit. And he says, no, that's not possible. That the Spirit will only tell you that Jesus is Lord. And so then he talks about the whole issue of spiritual gifts and really is addressing an abuse that's happening there among them because people just felt like they could do whatever they wanted to do. In fact, he's talked about that many times through the Scripture where people feel like they just do whatever they want to do. And he's been addressing that overall issue all along. So the last part of what I want you to see here is, let me find where it is here. All right, so when you get to verse 33, look at what it says there. It says, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace." Okay, the author of confusion. And remember, I told you, he was doing that with reference to the whole issue of their using tongues and their whole issue of using prophecy. Okay? Now, let me ask a question. What do you think that word confusion means? Okay, Denny says arguing. What else? Okay, disorder. All right, that's good. Okay, so it's like creating a situation where people don't understand what's going on, okay? All right, anybody else? What do you think it means? Chaos, okay, Lori, okay. Okay, the reason why I'm bringing that up, because I had a discussion with somebody this week that came out of this lesson, and they said what John said, okay? And that is disorder. So I went back to look at the word that's used in the original languages there, and the definition is confusion, disorder. So again, he's talking about disorder, okay? So why am I wanting to set you up? Because right after this verse, he gets into the section about women, okay? So I want that to be the backdrop to what we're talking about here, because he then immediately goes into the whole issue of the role of women in their gatherings, okay? And that's going to help you a little bit, okay? Because sometimes our tendency is just grab a verse and say, this is what it means, but miss the whole point of what he's saying overall. Okay? So as we go along, you'll understand what I'm saying. So let's look at verses 34 to 36. Okay? Back to 33. For God is not the God of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. So he's basically giving a principle for all of the churches at that time. Verse 34. Women should keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak.